Bible. Friends, is an offer to you once again today, copy of God's Word, an extract from the Bible entitled Mark's Gospel. Good place to begin your Bible reading career. Word of God, which is able to make a body person wise, says for salvation that is to be found in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word, then please do feel free to come and ask for one. It's offered to you quite freely, no cost, no obligation at all to you. Yours taken, do with as you will. But of course, it's in the Bible, it's in God's Word that we find, we discover what God is like, you know. Just simply here, you know, to tell people about, you know, how kind and benevolent, you know, and how good God is, you know, His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. I mean, that can't be bad, can it? You know, come and tell a bunch of people, you know, about God's love and goodness. That can't be bad, can it? You know, that can't make people angry, can it? Surely, you know, surely that's the best thing that a man can do for his fellow man. You know, so ain't nothing to get angry about, ain't nothing to get disturbed about. Come for your good, you know, come because I love you and because I want you to hear what, you know, what I found. I'm just a sinner, you know, telling other sinners where they can find salvation, that's all. So there's nothing to get cross about, nothing to get worried about, nothing to get stirred up about, you know, just want to tell you about God's love. Just want to tell you about, you know, the goodness, you know, that He has Himself revealed, you know, about Himself and the goodness, you know, that's offered to you, that's presented to you in the gospel, in the good news. That is about God's love and goodness. In the Bible, you can read, like you see, for yourself, gladly give you a copy of God's Word. But here's what the Bible says about God Himself. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. You see, really, you know, when it comes down to the bottom line, I mean, that's all that God asks of you, is that you should trust Him. Trust in His Word. Trust in the promise that He has given, you know, to men and women the world over. Wherever you be, wherever you come from, whatever the color of your skin, whatever your creed, your background, whether you're from the west, the north, the south, you know, friends, it's the goodness of God, the love of God in Jesus Christ, you know, promised to those who trust, you know, who will trust in Him, through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, it can't be bad, eh? It's not like He's asking you to be religious. It's not like He's asking you to jump through some hoops. It's not like He's asking you to do, you know, some kind of work. It's not like He's asking you to grovel and beg. You know, He simply offers you, you know, salvation. And all He requires of you is simply that you trust Him. Trust His Word. Trust His promise. Trust His Son, Jesus Christ. who died for sinners like you and I. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares. He cares for those who trust in Him. You know, love of God, the goodness of God, Bible says endures forever. It's part of what God is, you know. God is love, God is good, God is merciful, God is kind, you know. You say, what's God look like? You know, you say, what's He like? How can we know what He's like if He's invisible? Well, that's why He's given us the Bible, you know, to, well, as it were, you might say, you know, to put flesh on Himself, like, you know, that people might understand what He's like. And that's why you got the Bible, you see. The Bible gives you the description, you see, of what God's like. And He's good. He's merciful. He's kind. Yes, He's righteous, holy, all these things, you see. But essentially, God is, well, the very opposite to what you and I are. God is good. And in Him, there's no darkness. And His goodness, the Bible says, endures forever. God always was good. God always is good. And God will always be good. You know? And He cares. He cares for those who trust in Him. He's only good. There's no darkness in God. Darkness in the Bible, you know, is kind of like symbolic of sin. People walk in darkness. They walk in sin, that is, you know. But in God, you see, there's no darkness. God is light, and God is always in the light. No darkness, no evil, no wickedness. He doesn't harm people. Men and women, they harm themselves, but God doesn't. You see, friends, it's only sin. It's only unbelief. It's only our own deceptive hearts that hurt and harm us. But God in His goodness, you see, has provided us a way out of the darkness. Sent His Son Jesus into the world, who says that if we walk with Him in the light, we'll never walk in darkness. You see, there's an answer to the darkness, and it's the light of the world provided by God in His goodness. Ah, the Lord is good. He's good to undeserving people, men and women. Because here's the truth of the matter. None of us, not one of us deserves His goodness. We deserve the very opposite. We deserve, you know, to be punished for our sin. We deserve to be sent off to hell, you know. God would be quite justified in doing that with every single one of us. We don't deserve His goodness. We don't deserve His kindness. We don't deserve His salvation. We don't deserve His Son, Jesus Christ. We don't deserve heaven. We don't deserve nothing, you see, but God is good. And out of the goodness of His heart, out of the kindness of His heart, God offers salvation. He offers, you see, a rescue plan for those who put their trust in Him. The Lord is good, you see, to fallen creatures. That's what we are, fallen creatures. We've fallen from the great heights of righteousness in which God made man in the beginning. For one man sinned, our first parents, and they brought sin and death and all the suffering into the world, so that God can say that all the entirety of humanity is fallen. We're all fallen creatures, fallen into sin, undeserving of God's goodness, mercy and kindness. But God in His goodness, He cares for those who trust in Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, that is, the One who came into the world, lived and loved, and died and rose again from the dead, in order that you might be reconciled to God, no longer a fallen creature, but restored to the favor and the approval of God. God is good. So, what about you, sir? You a believer?
Yes. Not your faith, but another one, yeah.
Another one? What do you mean another one? Okay, another one.
The true faith.
Which one's that?
The original, mate.
Which one's that, mate?
The original.
Which one is it, then? Tell me. Reveal the secret. Not asking you for anything, just asking you to tell me.
The original.
Can you just tell me?
No.
Why?
I'll show you.
Can you express it? Can it, will it go in words like, what's that, the Mishnah, a
the
Jew?
Mishnah. A Jew.
Oh dear, oh dear.
My Jesus Christ, a Jew.
Well, you need to believe in the Messiah, don't you?
Of course, we're waiting.
No, he's come.
He didn't satisfy any of the five criteria set down in the Old Testament. So
you got no atonement for your sin.
And atonement on your
you got no blood sacrifice. Nah. Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Shalom.
The Lamb of God, sir.
It's a mistranslation.
The Lamb of God.
Can you read Hebrew?
The Lamb of God.
Can you learn to read Hebrew?
A little bit. The Lamb of God.
No, not a little bit, because it's
the sin of the world. The Messiah is God. The kingdom has come because the king has come, King Jesus.
We're waiting for him.
You'll wait your way into hell, sir. Repent and believe the gospel. Good news about Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. So there's a Jew. There's a Jew. You see what the Bible, you see what the New Testament means? He came to his own, the Jews, like that guy, but his own received him not. And because they did not receive him, well, they were cut off. They were cut off. The kingdom was taken from them. And of course, now, well, Israel, nationally speaking, that is, the Jews, are still cut off. Because they will not believe on their own Messiah. He came to his own, but his own received him not, but to as many as did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the authority, the power, the right to become children of God. And so, you too, were you to receive Jesus, were you to believe in his name, well, you would not experience the goodness of God too. Even though men and women have sinned against the goodness of God, fallen in the face of the goodness of God, yet God, in his great, great goodness, offers salvation to men and women today. Care, compassion, mercy, kindness to those, that is, who will trust in him, trust in his word of promise, and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. The Lord God Almighty is the most benevolent being in all the universe, in all the world. Now you might live off the benefit system. You might get a lot of benefits from the state. The state can be very, very benevolent. All kinds of benefits, you know. If you ain't got a job, or maybe you're disabled, all kinds of benefits come to people, but you know, there could be a day when the goodness of the state will dry up and those benefits could be taken away from you. But you see, the benevolence of God, the benefits that a man or woman gets from God when they put their trust in him, he cares for them and he will care for them forever and ever. He'll never turn his back upon you once you put your trust in him. He will care for you forever. And what benefits would you receive? Well, hope that doesn't disappoint, a love that's everlasting, a joy that no one can take away from you, the peace of God that passes all understanding. All of these purchased by Jesus when he died on the cross. For those, that is, who would believe on his name. So you see what I mean? When I say that the Lord is good, that God is benevolent, you know. And his benevolence extends to all his creatures and to all his works, you know. God has a love for all his creation. So I can say to you quite freely here this afternoon that God loves you. God loves all his creatures, all his works, all humanity. God has a love for you, and the gospel expresses this. For God so loved the world, a world of ruined sinners, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You see the love that God has for you here this afternoon. But there's a special love, there's a special care, there's a special benevolence, there's a special goodness to those who put their trust in God, who trust in the word of his promise, who trust in his Son Jesus Christ, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. A salvation love, a particular love, a love that is everlasting, is bestowed upon such people as they. And of course his love, well, his love, as I say, is for all his creatures, the animal kingdom, the birds, you know, that fly in the air. You know, the Bible says, Jesus tells us that there's not a sparrow falls to the ground but without divine permission. You see, God loves all creatures, but his love is particularly sent towards mankind. Men and women, can you believe that? Can you believe that? You must believe it in order to be saved. But mankind, men and women, who have rebelled against God, live with their fists in their Maker's faces, defying God, trampling his commandments underfoot, disobeying him, and rejecting his love, rejecting his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. But can you believe it? God yet has goodness. God yet has a particular care for mankind. That is the pinnacle, you could say, of God's creation. Because men and women are made in the image of God, you see. You are made to bear that image. You are made to reflect that image. You are made to show the praises, the excellencies of the God who made you. But here's the problem. When you live in sin, when you do the lie, you're reflecting the image of a liar, and God's not a liar. When you do the adultery, you know, you're being unfaithful, and you're reflecting the image of unfaithfulness, and God is not unfaithful. He is totally and absolutely faithful. So you see, friends, when you do the sin thing, you're not reflecting the image of the God who made you. And yet still, in spite of this, he offers you goodness, salvation. Jesus. He offers you, friends, today. Absolutely, don't touch, please. Please don't touch.
Sorry, mate.
Alright. Of course he is. But if you love Jesus, what are you doing with that stuff? You don't need that stuff.
You got all sinners. All sinners.
I know that, but you got Jesus, you got living water. You don't need that stuff.
All sinners at the end of the day.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. Have a good day, eh? What did he do? Naughty. So like you say, friends, you know, the goodness of God, especially towards mankind, you know, man who has rebelled against God, gone against his commandments, gone against his will, reflecting the image, you might say, of the enemy of God, Satan the liar, the one who was a murderer from the beginning. You see, our friends, you know, you are made You're made for God. You're made to be loved and to love. You're made to walk with God, enjoy God, and glorify Him. But when you walk in sin, when you walk in the darkness, you do the very opposite. And you reflect the contrary image to what you're supposed to reflect. But God is good. The Lord is good. A refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. And of course, well, if you look around you, it's seen in all that God has done. It's seen in all His creation. Look at the beauty, the wonder of it. You know that you have the ability to enjoy. God's given you much goodness, you know, to enjoy. But here's the thing, you know, you take all the goodness, you take the food, you take the clothing, you take all the aspects of God's creation, you know, you take it and waste it. And, you know, and some of it you enjoy, but you neglect the one who gave it to you. You neglect the God who made it all and gave it to you to enjoy. You see, the goodness of God and His providence, caring for humanity, providing us with food on our tables day by day, providing us with many good things, the very fact that you're still walking and breathing, the very fact that you've still got the breath of life in you, shows, does it not, the patience of God? You know, God has been patient with you. I don't know how old you are today. Some of you 80 maybe. Some of you 60. Some of you not out of your teens yet, you know. But God's given you all those years that you've lived in rebellion against Him patiently. And even today, you know, He entreats you with His goodness that you might come to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, and know the particular goodness of God, the salvation of God provided for you in Jesus Christ, His Son. The very fact you have the gospel, the good news, proclaimed amongst you, that you might be born again. You see, the Bible tells us that a man must be born again in order to see, in order to perceive the kingdom of God. You see, unless a man is born again, Jesus says, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again, Jesus says. A new nature, you see. New heart with new desires, with new loves. A new hatred too. A hatred for sin, a hatred for the darkness. A hatred for all that's contrary to God. But the very fact that you have such a gospel, it's possible for you to be reborn. And how is it possible? Because the Savior came, lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead, that it might be a possibility. And you have the gospel proclaimed amongst you. And yet what do? You turn to religion. You turn to dead, useless religion. Produced by, well, doesn't matter who, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, the Watchtower Society, useless dead religion. You turn to that rather than turn to the goodness of God in the gospel. The good news that Jesus came and died for sinners, died for the ungodly, so that you might be regenerated, made a new creature in Jesus Christ, given a new heart, one that loves God and hates sin instead of the other way around. But it's all down to, it's all due to the goodness of God. And then of course, you know, that a man or woman can actually get right with God, you know, be justified before God. To justify something or someone is to make them right. And to justify a person before God is to make them right with God. But we need to be, because we're all wrong with God.
Excuse me.
What? Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus, whatever. Why does He take the good people away and leave the bad people?
Because there's no good people.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
It takes the good away and leaves the bad. What is that? Answer that question.
God says it's none good.
No, answer the question.
God says it's none good.
There's no good. There's no good. Sorry, I am now good.
No, I'm not good. You're not good. None of us are good. None of us are good. Bible says, friends, there's none good. There's none good. Not even one. None righteous.
You're talking shit.
That's why we all, you see, need to be justified before God. Because we're not good. And you know it, and I know it. You know? You look in the mirror in the morning, and what does it tell you? Every time, you're the fairest of them all. Yeah? But the mirror on the wall only sees the outward image. But you look into the mirror of God's Word, and you'll see another reflection. You'll see the reflection of your heart, what you're really like. And here's God's description, not mine. God says, the heart of men and women, all of them, is deceitful and desperately wicked. He says, there's none good, not even one. So, and that's the reason why men and women die, because the wages of sin is death. But you see, God, in His goodness, you see, has made it possible through the gospel that a man or woman might be justified, might be made right with Him, that goodness could be overturned by the gospel. That is, not by religion, not by what you do. God's made it clear, declared clearly, that no man, no woman can make themselves right with God by any work that they do, works of charity, works of religion, anything at all. Only one way. Thank you, sir. Only one way that a man or woman can be justified, made right before God, is through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way. No other way. Because Jesus has done the work. Jesus has done the business. He cried from the cross as He was dying. He said, it is finished. Finished. He did it all. He paid the price in full. His work, not yours. And when you trust in Jesus, you get the goodness of God. You get the goodness of the gospel. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. And that's all God requires of you, is that you trust His promised word, that you trust Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, in what Jesus has done for sinners like you and I. That we might know the goodness, the care, the kindness, the compassion, and the forgiveness of God. Ah, dear friends, it's simple. A child could understand. And when you put the promise of God is this, when you put your trust, when you put your faith in Jesus, when you're right with God, the Bible, God says in His goodness, you're good with Him, you're righteous forever. It can't be undone, it can't be overturned, preserved and kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. But how will you be found in the last time? Right with God? Right with God? Or still on the wrong side of God? But dear friends, you can mock, but God is not mocked. God is not mocked. You get what you sow, friend. Repent and believe the gospel, young man. You get what you sow. It'll come back on you. It'll come back and bite you. Repent and believe the gospel. Trust in the goodness of God, and He will care for you. The Lord is a refuge, the Bible says. He's a fortress. He's a stronghold. And especially so in the time of trouble. Are there not many troubled people in Walsall today? Where do you go with your troubles? Who do you put your trust in? Who do you go to for help? Don't you get let down by the state? Don't you get let down by your fellow men? Don't you get let down by the people and the things that you put your trust and your hopes in? They fail you again and again and again. They always will. But I tell you, God is a stronghold. God is a fortress in the time of trouble. He's present everywhere, in every age, and at every time. Friends, it matters. on God. God cares for them. God's a fortress and a stronghold. But the nation that forgets God will be cast into hell, the Bible says. Whether it's domestic trouble, whether it's personal trouble, friends, God is a refuge. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's to be trusted, I tell you. And he sent Jesus into the world to die on a cross. He so loved the world, a world of ruined sinners, to save and to deliver you from the worst danger that you're faced with. The danger of your own personal sin, because that's what brings the troubles upon you. That's what brings the troubles upon the world, upon nations, upon individuals. Sin, friends, the greatest known danger to man, the danger that lurks within your sinful heart, your deceitful heart, that's what you need delivered from more than anything else. But God in His goodness sent Jesus, sent the Son of God. God the Son, God manifest in the flesh. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to die on a cross, and through Him that you might be forgiven. The heart of the gospel, the very essence of the matter, friends, there is forgiveness with God. You can be right with God. You can know and enjoy the goodness of God if you would but trust in Him, but through His Son Jesus Christ, because there's no other way back to God from the dark path of sin. Friends, the Watchtower Society won't take you there. Muhammad can't take you there. Buddha can't take you there. Confucius can't take you there. Only Jesus can take you there. One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There is no other. The Pope can't take you there. There's no hope in the Pope, and there's no glam in His lamp. Oh, friends, Jesus, Jesus alone. Jesus alone can rectify you. Jesus alone can restore you to the favor of God by His death on the cross, His atoning blood. Oh, have you been to Jesus? I'm not asking you, are you religious? You got a town full of religion here in Walsall today. Not asking you, are you religious? I'm asking you, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Ah, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him, not those who trust in themselves. You trust in yourself, that will lead to disaster. That will lead to nothing but, I tell you, a lost eternity, cut off from God forever. Oh, you can't trust yourself. If your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, as God says, well, you're the last person that you need to trust in. Some trust in their wealth, but that's transient. God could take that wealth away from you overnight. And then where would you be if you lost it all? Some people trust in their own wisdom, their own cleverness. They think they understand everything. They think they understand the origin of the species, how the world came into being, by some fanciful, magical, mythological explosion. They call it evolution. Wisdom, cleverness of man never led to salvation, only trusting in God through His Son Jesus Christ. Other people put their trust in other people, in their relatives, their friends. How many times have they got to let you down? How many times have they got to fail you before you come to realize there's no trust in man? You might as well lean on a broken reed, you know. trust in your fellow man, because they're as sinful as you are. Now, friends, there's only one that you can truly and really trust, and that's God. That's God, the goodness of God. In Jesus Christ, who has given you the promise of salvation, of deliverance, of heaven. If you would but trust in Him, if you would but believe, trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those, you see, who go to God through Jesus Christ, with all their troubles, they find a Savior. They find a Redeemer. They find one who's ever present with them. Always present with them. Who promises faithfully that He will never leave or forsake them. Oh, one friend who cares for you in your deepest trouble, even though the trouble's caused by you yourself. Ah, faithful friend, a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Those who trust Him find their extremities to be His opportunities. Because I tell you, He is able to deliver people from the most extremes of troubles. Ah, friends, I'm asking you today, or God is asking you today to trust in one who has been proved, tried and tested for over 2,000 years now. Men and women have been trusting in God's Messiah, trusting in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and found Him to be a Savior, and found the Word of God to be absolutely true. Tried and tested in every day, every generation. And all over the world today, men and women are still putting their trust, repenting of their sin, believing on Jesus, trusting in the Son of God, in the promise of God, in the goodness of God, and finding God to be absolutely true, and Jesus to be a Savior indeed. So those, you see, those who put their trust in Jesus, though they be weak, He be strong. He's able to take the weakest. He's able to take, I tell you, the vilest sinner. However dark and dangerous and dirty, I tell you, your sins may be, however long you've been at them, however many there are, friends, He is able to take the weakest. He is able to take the worst. He is able to take the vilest of you and to make you clean, wash you, make you clean, and give you, impart to you the goodness of God in salvation, forgiveness, freedom from the sin that binds, from the addictions of sin, from the greatest addiction of all, the sin within your own heart, able to break the chains. For this Jesus came, He said, to set the captive free, to relieve the oppressed, to heal the brokenhearted, to give eyesight to the blind. Those blinded by sin, those brokenhearted because of their spiritual moral poverty. Ah, friends, put your trust in God, in the goodness of God, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Never be disappointed. Let God be your refuge, your hiding place in the day of trouble. Let Him be your rock and your defense, your shield.
How you doing?
You're right. I'm alright.
You're right, so I'm market security.
Oh yeah.
And I know you're preaching the word.
Uh-huh, that's right. You know I've got to carry on doing that, sir.
I know, but one of these.
Just
turn the volume.
Dead all of it, okay.
Yes.
There you go.
One of
I understand, I've had it before. I get it all the time, don't worry about it.
No, well, it's my manager I'm worried about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, because if anything, he'll have a go at me.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't like, tell him have a go at me. I've got freedom of speech. Yeah.
Because I believe in the word.
Yeah.
And all it is. Unless you want to do is irritate the people.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it, yeah. But like I said, tell him come see me, yeah. Okay.
Well, if he they complain, I mean, I won't do anything. But if they complain to me, then I'm the manager.
That's okay.
Other than that, I won't. I'll let it go.
I've done another 5 minutes.
Nothing at all.
I've already done.
Yeah, but to be fair, I like what you're doing. I've got to come and make them see.
Yeah, that's okay.
I understand. I'll walk down there.
I'll be gone for then.
Right.
I'm nearly done.
Yeah. So at least I've seen the come and speak.
That's right. Done your job. Yeah. Have a good day. So like I say, friends, you know, it's okay, so you know, letting God be your refuge, you know, the place, the one that you go to in the time of trouble, you know, because He won't fail you, He won't let you down. He's the one, you know, your sin gets you in trouble, He's the one to go to, you know, let Him be your refuge, let Him be your rock. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, God being like a rock, immovable, unchangeable, you know, and when you're established on the rock, because He can't be moved, you can't be moved either. He's the one to trust in. He'll care for you. Let Him be your defense, you know. You don't need to defend yourself when you're trusting in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. He'll defend you. He'll vindicate you. He'll fight your corner. He'll be your defense and your shield if you would but put your trust, put your faith in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And know the goodness of God today, the Almighty Being, your power, your defense, your shield. But here, friends, don't despise the goodness of God. You know, the Bible talks about people, you know, knowing the goodness of God, and yet because they despise it, the goodness of God doesn't lead them to repentance, and it should. But all the goodness that God has shown you, all the goodness and kindness that God has provided for you, that ought to have brought you to repentance without anything else. But I urge you, I implore you today, this afternoon, don't go there, don't do that. Don't despise the goodness of God. Let it lead you to repentance. And let the proclamation of His Word, the Word of God, lead you to repentance. A deep repentance. A turning from, that is, a change of mind about God, His goodness, His Son Jesus Christ, and the salvation is to be found in His name. Repentance, a turnaround. Changing your thoughts, changing your mind about God, about sin, and about Jesus Christ, the one who has saved you from sin. Put your trust in Jesus today. That's the wise thing to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation, friends. So God's about, and what He requires is that you should trust in Him. For He cares for those who put their trust in Him. So you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, check these things out for yourself and see that they're still in accordance with the Word of God. I won't agree with the Watchtower Society. I won't agree with your world religions, but it's the Word of God that stands alone. And the Word of God has the power to save you, to bring you to the goodness of God and bring the goodness of God to you. To your heart, your life, your present and your eternity. You'd like a copy of God's words offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. Yours, take and do it as you will. You come and take one if you'd like one. Read for yourself and see. First recorded words of Jesus in the New Testament. Repent and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. That's why. Repent and believe the gospel also today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Repent and believe the gospel and enter the kingdom of God, His goodness, grace, power, love and mercy. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, precious souls. Hey, boss.
I said, I mean, coming from me personally.
No, no.
That's
all right, yeah.
The word of God's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't take it personally, brother.
I know, yeah, I mean, you probably didn't do it for long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where did you go to then?
All over the place. I live in Stoke.
Are you still all city?
I travel the world. Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Ukraine, Albania.
Are you Pentecostalist?
No.
That's the school.
Just evangelical Christian. Presbyterian.
It's nice. It's nice.
It's all over the God.
Because we have all different denominations coming here.
Yeah.
And it's nice because I think you believe in the end times.
Yeah. The whole Bible. Yeah.
Well, is that Scottish?
No. Some people think that, like, but it's not. It's a bit all over the place.
Yeah.
We're down here too.
No. It's good. You know, I mean, I grew up in a Pentecostal church.
That's good.
And unfortunately, I've gone the wrong way. But I'm trying to say, it's nice that you're non-denominational. It's good that. Because the word of God is the word of God, isn't it?
That's right. God is his children everywhere.
Yeah.
All different denominations. You know what I mean?
So, which church do you go to then?
It's a Presbyterian church in Glasgow.
Oh, in Glasgow?
Yeah. I probably that's where I come from originally.
Yeah, and the accent.
Yeah.
But were you actually living in Stoke?
I'm living in Stoke just now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Were you travelling all over?
All over the place. Just wherever the wind of the spirit takes me.
Oh, so you live by the spirit, are you?
I understand. I just go where if I get an opportunity, somebody comes in, like I've been going to Jamaica now for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I'll be going again in January.
Which part of Jamaica are you going to?
Well, up the top end at Montego Bay. A guy says to me, a guy's got a team, he goes there every year.
Yeah.
He says to me, come and join us. So I go.
Yeah.
I go preach the gospel, see?
Oh,
and then a pastor in
Ukraine. You're Samuel,
aren't you? That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
A pastor in Ukraine says to me, can I come and preach the gospel there? So I go.
Oh, wonderful. That's
so
fantastic.
I get opportunities, people invite me, and I go, like, yeah.
That's very good. That's just I'm happy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Somebody phones me, you know, and says, well, I come to. Will I come to Russia? Will I come to Australia? Then, if the Lord gives me the wherewithal, then I'll go.
Oh, wonderful.
Up to now, the Lord's provided everything I need.
He will provide for you, though.
Yeah. I'm not rich. I'm just good enough.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Once you preach the word of God, it will make a way for you.
I believe that. I believe that.
Excuse me. I'm going to ask one question. Yeah. Turn down. Come to now when you get being committed, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm better. When you're committed, you're in the coffin in bed. What happens when you're dead? Does it roll up? Your body's good. You're in the fence, being bed, your body rolls up. You spawn, but you rolls up when you're bed. Oh no, self control now.
It's the bloke who works in the fair, he rolls to my feet. He rolls his.
Is that right?
Is that right, kid?
No.
He rolls up, man. So the bloke works in the command.
Oh, I tell you,
that's more awful. Hello, bloke.
Well. Like I say, drink does terrible things to men.
All it says your last breath when you rise up, or your last bottle or whatever. All I know, bed.
When you.
There you go. It's been known, eh, that dead bodies actually rise.
I know that happens, but that's just the same as it is.
Really? That's something. Oh, I don't know. Look at them.
I worked there in the security, so I said, Conor, what you see in the day, this is ground zero, ground zero,
yeah.
Where the room meets the road. This is where, you know, people are hurting, they've got problems.
Oh, I know. That's why I come here.
This is the place,
yeah.
Down there, you know?
Because,
they
try to
medicate themselves
and
drink and drugs
and whatever. Yeah, I know. Brother, it's the same all over the country.
All over the world, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mega. It's mega in Jamaica.
They have
the ganja.
But the truth is, I've the security on the doors of the clubs.
Yeah.
And the drugs is I think one of these people are trying to get rid of their worries and stresses by taking drugs and drinking and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just life's troubles, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why the gospel, man. The gospel's the answer.
Yeah.
Jesus to save them, yeah.
Yeah.
When you got Jesus, you don't need drugs.
Yeah.
You don't need booze.
Yeah.